Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each of you have decided to tune in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. On tonight, I have a very short, synopsis of a new program that is being implemented in conjunction with the community service and ideas that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is exhibiting nationwide. But first of all, we want to do things decent and in order. We want to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And we told, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We ask, will something be said or done that would edify who you are, Lord, but that would also bring this particular purpose and this particular plan to life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the newness. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us to be able to have an idea of how you want this particular project to be run, Lord. We say, Heavenly Father, we bless each person who's on this line and those who are coming. And we ask, would this be explained in a way in which individuals understand and how we can help make this world a better place, but also how we can help close achievement gaps among students all over this land and country. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So how's everybody doing? I actually wanted to come online because I wanted to speak to you guys about a new initiative that God has placed on my heart, and I've been thinking about this ever since I was probably a freshman at Baylor University. But one of the things that I want to talk to you about, and I want you to write this down, and I also want you to check out my slide share. I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell you how to get to it because you can Google it, actually. But what's going to happen within the next few days is I am going to make a nationwide presentation via technology, which is utilizing the phone and utilizing PowerPoint and video, so that individuals can understand the plan of achievement gaps. Now, by far, there is no secret that there is an achievement gap, and it's not only in certain populations and cultures. This is a widespread kind of a situation that basically surrounds all populations, whether it's by ethnicity, whether it's by gender, whether it's by economic status, whatever it is, learning abilities, there is an achievement gap. And I'm sure that 99.9% of the educators understand that. And so the mission that I have is introducing what I call multicultural education. And to be quite honest with you, I was introduced to multicultural education when I was a student at Texas A&M University. Had a very great professor who is one of the gurus of multicultural education. Multicultural education relates to the histories and the different texts and values and beliefs and perspectives from different cultural perspectives. If you look within the math structure, or you look within the science structure, or you look within the social studies structure, the lack of multicultural education sometimes is evident. And so what happens is that the students who learn in various ways become lost. It's not that they can't learn, because if you listen to some of these young people of all cultures, when they're talking, they can recite rap songs word for word, verbatim. They can also make the beat. So I don't believe that there's any student out there, whether they have a learning disability, whether they are a certain population, a certain gender, I don't believe that there are any students out there who can't learn. It's just that we as individuals have to understand how to relate and engage, whether we're on stage, whether we're tutoring, whether individuals are in the classroom, on all different levels. So a lot of people ask the question, well, what is the difference between multicultural education and differentiation? Differentiation could be tiered instruction. It could be more intervention for the students. It could also be assessment. It could be flexible grouping. And we're missing the key component, which should be before differentiation, and it should be multicultural education. And that's where I come in. That's where my team comes in. And so we're going to go on a very technological training journey, and we're going to get the word out about multicultural education. We have a couple of weekend workshops that we're going to be presenting at, but multicultural education is the missing piece. I've been conducting some research, and I believe that at least 70% of individuals and organizations has the differentiation down. If you enter a school, there's always an intervention group. You see small group, you see whole group. Matter of fact, there's a book entitled Daily Five, and this Daily Five talks about making the classroom into a workshop. I believe that individuals understand that just from observing, having the opportunity to observe different programs in schools. But differentiation basically is a strategy. It's not a teaching tool. Multicultural education is a teaching tool that can be utilized. And in these trainings, we're not only talking about how to incorporate multicultural education, but we're giving you live examples. For instance, how many of you, when you were younger, you learned your ABCs? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. You learned it as a song, okay? And I guarantee you right now, you can recite your ABCs. You never forgot your ABCs because your brain is always searching for a pattern. Everybody knows that. Your brain is always searching for a pattern. Well, in this multicultural education, music is a very international language. Everybody understands that. If you ask each and every one of your students, from whether they're the little babies all the way up to adults, everybody listens to music. My little nephew, he's little, one of my little nephews, and he understands music. He understands that he's supposed to move to music. So music is a very integral part, and that's going to be incorporated in this multicultural education, as well as poetry is a very integral part. We talk about integration of the different structures, and I call it the spider integration because you want everything to connect. Multicultural education is not something that needs to be obvious. It needs to be incorporated, but distinct through results. If you look currently, and I've had the opportunity to do this actually on Monday, was able to look at some results from a particular district that I've been speaking with as far as looking at different how we can incorporate workshops. And the critical areas in which populations, it doesn't matter which population, lack is the areas of science, social studies, and math. If we look at, and writing as well, when we look at the writing aspect, we always ask, or some of the prompts are that are utilized that I see within the school structure or even in colleges, tell me about a time in which you went on vacation and you really enjoyed it. Okay? Then, of course, students write about wherever they traveled. But the structure of writing is very important. We have to, in order to be a great writer, you have to put history in there. How do you do that? Well, one of the ways in which we incorporate history and the way we're going to talk about this in workshops is putting in quotes. For instance, Dr. One said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. I still remember that quote. You know, you have to put those historical values where people will understand everybody wants to be treated with justice. That's something they can connect to. When you talk about the different values when writing, what do you value? Well, when you go on vacation, I value having fun. I value my rest, right? You want to be able to tell the students to put feeling into their writing. You know, you want to, when we're teaching and when we're instructing and training individuals on how to become effective writers, we want to make sure that we say you put feeling into your writings. Then we talk about beliefs. What is your belief system? One of the most integral parts, the most important parts in writing any paper, whether it's for testing purposes, whether it's for writing, is to put your beliefs. I believe that when individuals go on vacations, they should have fun. Because some people believe that individuals should just rest. So you want to make that very apparent. That's part of multicultural education, basically understanding people's perspectives. We talk about debating is very important because it gives everybody a voice. And we never want to silence the voice because when we're talking about education in a classroom, you want to have buy-in from your students. How do you do that? You don't do that by allowing them to make up all the rules. You do that by saying, okay, we have a couple of expectations, right? Now, let's see how, what does this look like? What does this feel like? What does it sound like? That's their perspective. Multicultural education is very important. It's totally different from differentiation. Differentiation is a way in which individuals are able to be grouped or able to be tiered or able to be assessed. But we're missing out on the most important part, and that's the part that we want to incorporate. It's not like it's just a curriculum by itself, but it's the coaching strategy, the mentoring strategy of understanding that multicultural education is very important and it's going to help close the achievement gaps. I'm a very result-driven person, and so multicultural education is the way to go. And so when we look at the science aspect, it's more than dissecting animals. It's more than talking about amphibians. It's more than talking about vertebrates and invertebrates. Science has to do with nature. You know, students need to be able to go out and explore and come up with questions. They need to be able to have their own perspective. We talk about hypothesis. That's part of the science. That's a piece of multicultural education. Talk about how do you incorporate when you're trying to talk about the rainforest. What needs to be implemented in the rainforest that's going to help the ozone. And so when we look at these particular areas, especially as it relates to science, you can go all the way from pre-K all the way up to college, but the engaging piece is to be able to connect something with that individual. Okay, and then we talk about social studies. Now, this is one that I really want to talk to individuals about because due to testing and things of that nature, social studies is oftentimes overlooked. You may get 10 to 15, maybe 20 minutes of social studies, and it may be two or three times a week. Social studies is very important because that is also tested as well. And so it's more than understanding that George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, it's more than that. Understanding of who was the president. It's more than the Declaration of Independence. It's more than only understanding about Dr. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. We have other individuals. It's more than that, you know, understanding about the settlers and the Mayflower and things about that, things of that nature. Social studies has to do with the impact. What impact has this president made within the United States, you know, made, drawing emphasis and drawing on those particular perspectives of the students, but also keeping the curriculum pure. But you have those perspectives where students can make connections. It's like how I present it is a cause and effect. This is what the book says, right, about, for instance, DACA. With President Trump. This is what the book says. But give me your perspective. Give me your values. Give me the history behind this that you know how it's going to affect you personally. personally. Multicultural education is more than just looking in a book or memorizing something, more than just, you know, even when you're dealing with the little babies, you know. We talk about, for instance, the Indians, you know. How is that connected to if you celebrate Thanksgiving? How is that connected? What did your family do on the holiday? Some people don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Right? But what does your family do around this time? That's basically making those connections, even making songs where people can understand. Then, of course, we talk about math. Math is the structure of everything, really, because when we look at the math aspect, it's just kind of, there are several ways. And the most important thing that I tell people with this multicultural education is you have to teach the formulas of math. And when we talk about the little ones, you have to teach them how to count. You have to be very creative in using songs mostly. And even, like I said, with middle school, high school, and even college, songs are really important, just like poetry is very important. So we wrap all of these things around, and we have this multicultural education. Then we can differentiate. But see, what many individuals are doing as we're looking at the data, because, you know, achievement gaps have been around for a long time, ever since I was in school, okay, and before that, achievement gaps. And so if you look at your data, if you go back to your organization or your school and you look at your programs, you look at your data, you will see there are achievement gaps. We talk about cross-curriculum. We talk about having those particular conversations. But in doing so, what I find, because I've had the opportunity to sit in on some of them these past couple of weeks, is that there is a disconnect. Because everybody wants to find strategies. Let's have a tiered group, which is very groups are very effective. Let's have assessments. Assessments are very effective. Let's have some flexible grouping. That's very effective according to the data that we receive. But we can put students in tier. We can have as many assessments as we want because the story is one of them. Amen. And we still have achievement gaps. We can put them in groups, right? But if they are not connecting, that's just a strategy. See, we need tools that we can use to build knowledge. And so that's why it's very important that we get the word out about multicultural education. It's not a new curriculum. It's not something that, you know, you say, okay, I'm putting all of this aside and we're going straight to multicultural. No, multicultural education is a tool of effective instruction or effective programs. Multicultural education is very effective. It's a tool. And so, you know, education is very important because, as I said before, and it's the truth, we're the only profession that you don't have to necessarily be certified in order to deal with our most precious students. You don't. Even if you go to a mechanic, but to be licensed, I can't go to a mechanic shop and say, I would like to sign up to be a sub for a mechanic who's absent. I believe that core classes should be taught by someone certified. But the thing about it is that we will continue to have achievement gaps because we have individuals who do not want to go into teaching for whatever reason. So with that, it's very important that we begin to look at or review or think about multicultural education. And multicultural education is not for one population. It's not for one age group. It's not for one gender. It's for everybody. Because we have to close these achievement gaps. We have to make sure that everybody's learning. We have to make sure that everybody's aware of how to engage. When we get on stage and we begin to speak to individuals, we have to engage those individuals. We have to understand about attention spans. In those particular things. So it's very important. Multicultural education should be a step before differentiation because multicultural education, as I said before, is a tool. All right? It's not a strategy. Differentiation is a strategy. Multicultural education is a tool. And people, when individuals think about multicultural education, they think about just talking about different places where people come from and different cultures. It's more than that. This is how they learn, whoever they are. This is what they believe in, whoever they are. And so we have to be creative in those lesson plans and those lesson structures in our planning, even when we're training. When you go, presenters, I'm speaking to you, when you go to train about a program or when you go to train teachers or you go to train presidents or whomever, you always ask who your audience is because you want to know. If you are speaking about science inquiry and you have nothing but math teachers, some of the math teachers are going to be able to follow you, but that's not what you're supposed to be talking about. You're supposed to be talking about science. So with multicultural education, it's just like that. When we have learners in the classroom, you have to know exactly who your learners are. You have to understand their background. How do you do that? You do that by, first of all, we talked about it, understanding the history, understanding the communities in which individuals come from so that they can relate to your lesson. It's very important. Wherever you go, whether you speak, I went to Florida one time and I spoke to a school district. Well, I studied that school district because I wanted to make sure that I touched on those areas that were needed. I wanted to make sure that I was bringing in the proper tools, right? You understand, I said tools, so that they can implement their strategies, because you can't put the wagon before the horse and implement the strategies and you don't have any tools to build, right? So multicultural education is very important, and that's something I embrace. And as I said before, I really was introduced to multicultural education as a student at Texas A&M and Prairie View, actually. And so multicultural education is a huge facet. It's huge. It's a huge tool that oftentimes many people don't know how to use. It's kind of like some people know how to drive a stick and some don't. Some people know about multicultural education and some don't. It's not widely discussed, you know. And so you learn about it in college, then you go to a prospective organization or school, and you never hear about it again. And then we're wondering why we have achievement gaps, because we have all of the strategies, but we don't have any tools, period. And so we have to become more diverse in understanding how individuals learn, whether we're talking about babies all the way up to adults. We have to become more understanding of people learning in various ways. And so I would want to invite each and every one of you to look at my SlideShare. All you have to do is type in SlideShare, Afrita Love. Or you can type in Afrita Love SlideShare. So Afrita Love SlideShare. Afrita Love SlideShare. That's it. And as I said before, check it out. It's also on my Facebook page, Afrita Love. But I want you to check it out and tell me what you think about it. But I also, most importantly, want you to be on the conference call, because I'm going to go over some strategies. And we have a couple of schools who are interested in some weekend things. And then if you have a symposium or you need speakers or you have some magazines or articles, then be sure to contact me, because I would like to also have some of my articles in some of your magazines as well, because we have to get the word out. However I can get the word out, I'm going to get it out. But in studying this, and I've been trying to figure this out for at least 2 years, the piece that we're missing is multicultural education. I believe that I believe that all the strategies are in place, but if individuals are not connecting or are being engaged, it's just strategies in place. It's just good systems in place, and nobody's being able to connect to them, okay? All right, so that's what I wanted to share with you on tonight. On tomorrow, God's will, please come back, because we're going to have our needs and wants. But in the meantime, as I said before, go to our Free to Love Show. Excuse me. Yeah, go to ourfreetoloveshow.com, stellagospelmusic.com. Check out the website. But also go to our Free to Love and SlideShare. Our Free to Love SlideShare. I want you guys to see. It's our Free to Love SlideShare. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Afrita to Love, and you will see, if you scroll down a little bit, I'll put it at the top, but you'll see a PowerPoint, a generic PowerPoint that I made, because I have some talking points. You will also see the call-in number. You will see that this particular session will be Thursday. It's free. It will be Thursday, and you can call in that number, put in the code, and we will be connected. I will have the PowerPoint up. I already have the PowerPoint set, so you'll know exactly what we're talking about. But multicultural education is very important, okay? All right, so just a few announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. It's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Also, you can go to freetoloveshow.com, stellargospelmusic.com. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook me at Free to Love, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you in the ministry. Continue to pray for your family, put them all in one line. Pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, as I said before, make sure you check out our Free to Love slide share. Our Free to Love, SLIDESHA, our Free to Love slide share. That is about our multicultural program. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to enjoy life and continue to pray, because God is going to do some great things. Be sure to thank God sometime on tomorrow, God's will, because as I said before, God is doing some great things and he's going to continue to do great things. God is good, he's awesome, and he's worthy to be praised. In addition to that, continue to pray for those who are in bereavement. Pray for those who are going through the storms, those who are coming out of the storms. Pray for those who are in the hospitals, convalescent homes. Just pray for each and every person. Continue to be encouraged and uplifted and empowered. Continue to surround yourself with people who have your best interests in mind. Surround yourself with people who know God. Amen. And pray for those who say, pray for me. And just pray for everybody. It's very important. In addition to that, make sure that you remain healthy. Drink plenty of water. Make sure that you have a great week. Tell God thank you in advance. As you know, on October, it's on my Facebook page, but October the 8th is, they're going to have a special series about the late Bobby Christine and Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. So be sure to check that out. And also be sure to look at some of the things that are going on within the city and out of the city. Make sure that you're growing professionally. Continue to come on my website and my radio show as well. Be sure to come back tomorrow for our needs and wants. Be sure to just stay encouraged and empowered. And if you have any questions, it doesn't matter who you are, just ask. You can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. And remember that our goal and purpose of all of these sessions and platforms that we're going to be able to stand on is to close achievement gaps, not only in one population, but in all populations. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love is true, because God is love. Until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avrita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.